It's December 21st, 2021. This is Taking the Temperature of the NRHA. I'm your host, Bruce Krentz. I'm curious what people have planned over this holiday season. I think I'll make some calls and find out. Starting with our CEO, Helga Bryant. Hi there, Helga, and happy holidays. How are you?
Hi, good morning, Bruce. I'm really well, and here we are. It's Christmas week.
What do you have for your holiday plans? Have they changed at all with some of the new restrictions that just came out?
Well, you know, I mean, I've certainly studied them carefully because none of us in healthcare want to be in breach of those at all, even if it's done innocently. So, you know, we all really need to educate ourselves on the restrictions that are just coming into effect this week. And, you know, our family isn't that large, so we can well still meet within those limitations. And given what we had planned, we're golden. So we will be seeing our kids and our grandkids, not all on the same day, but that's okay with travel plans. That wouldn't have been the case regardless. I would just like to, though, wish everybody, all of our staff in the Northern Health Region, just a really wonderful Christmas season, holiday season, however you celebrate that within your family circle and your friends circle. Just take some time, relax. You know, this is our second COVID Christmas. Who would have ever imagined that? But here we are. And I just ask that you just look after yourself, look after those around you. And I think if we can weave kindness and caring through every interaction we have and every gathering, that truly is the Christmas spirit. And I just am happy to bring those wishes to the staff in the Northern Health Region this week.
When you get a second to relax over the next 2 weeks, which I know you don't get nearly as many seconds as the rest of us, that comes with the territory, I guess, of being at the top of the org chart. What do you like to do to relax and after yourself?
You know what I do, Bruce? I play the piano, actually. I have a grand piano at our home at the lake, and there is nothing more peaceful for me than to sit at the piano, play some Christmas carols, and listen to Christmas music in the background, play along with the Christmas music that's playing. And that, to me, is truly a blessed, relaxed, centered moment. I do make time to do that because I find it to be very, very grounding for me. Thank you for asking, Bruce.
Helga mentioned looking after ourselves and others, and that makes me think of the personal care home. I wonder what they're doing over at the Northern Spirit Manor. I think I'll give Stephanie Sudfeld, our rec programmer, a call and find out.
Hi, Bruce. Happy holidays.
It feels a little bit funny to me that I'm phoning you at work when we live basically next door to each other.
It's you every day.
I know. See you and your kids outside. But what do you do at work every day?
My job, I'm the recreation facilitator. I try to bring normalities that people would have at home while they live in the personal care home. Anything from a haircut to church services, going out for errands, all those kinds of things that you would normally do at home. I try to make sure that everybody can still do those things while they live here.
Sometimes I see you driving the Annie van. How many people fit in there?
Annie van, 2, 4, 6, 8, and then 4 wheelchairs.
When I see you, you've always got a big smile, but is that stressful or was that a fun part of the job for you?
It is fun because we get to take people out. And once you take the elders out of the home, they almost become a different person. Like they're so happy to be out and they're excited to be going somewhere. And it is usually very exciting and happy. It can be stressful sometimes.
Well, and here's a fun fact for you. I have a recreation degree.
Oh, do you?
I do. And one of the first practicums that I did was in a personal care home in Winnipeg. And I was the bingo caller every Wednesday afternoon when I went down there and did some other activities with the people that were in the care home that I worked at. What are some of the other activities you do, day-to-day stuff or weekly things?
We do bingo. That's probably one of the most popular things that we do. We have exercise classes We play guitar and sing. We have a lady also that comes in and plays the piano. And it doesn't matter if you can't get out of your apartment or if you can come down to the piano, because you can hear the piano all throughout the home. We do an errand day where elders come shopping and we help find what's on their lists. Sundays we have worship service.
Are you doing any special activities for Christmas, or what normally do you do around this time of year?
December is a crazy busy month. We bake. We try to do things that people would do at home. We invite elders to bring their secret recipes for the best cookies or what kinds of things that they used to do at home. We make gingerbread houses. We drive around to look at Christmas lights at night. Unfortunately, because of COVID, a lot has changed, but we typically would have choirs from the schools coming in. We have the community band come.
Here's fun fact number two. I play in the community band, and we love coming to play at the care home. It's one of the highlights of our season two.
We miss that a lot. And they also love when the elementary schools come because they love to see the kids.
So we mentioned that we see each other every day.
Yeah.
Lunch and back home from work. Does look like you've got a pretty busy household. What are some of the things that you guys are doing for Christmas at home?
Starts with finding the Christmas tree. We always go out into the bush and get our own Charlie Brown tree. And I always come into work on Christmas Day. And so we do our own little rituals at home, and then I come in, and my kids used to come, but because of COVID, they can't come in the building right now, but they used to love to come to the manor on Christmas Day and help elders with their presents and stuff.
Here's hoping they get back there next year.
They ask every day, can we go up to your work? When can I get my vaccine so I can come back to your work?
What a wonderful place to work if your kids want to come in with you and you're happy to be there on Christmas Day.
Yes.
What is the best part of working at the Northern Spirit Manor?
Oh, making people happy, seeing elders smile, helping them to reconnect with an old memory, or helping them to keep that independence that they want to have, all of those things. I could go on forever.
I got to let you get back to it, but before I do, are you guys anxious to get out to the ski hill? When's it going to open?
Oh, New Year's Day.
I know your family's big supporters, big into the ski hill.
Yes.
What other things do you guys like to do in your spare time? I won't call it downtime.
Skating, Dan. We're at the arena almost, I think, 5 days a week. Skating rink in our own backyard, so that will help with the break. We're busy. We like to be outdoors.
For sure. I'll vouch for that. There's somebody out there all the time. Happy holidays, and I'll see you on the street probably in a couple hours.
All right. Thanks, Bruce. Happy holidays.
Over the holidays, we have to look after ourselves and our bank accounts. Makes me think of payroll and Heather Richardson. I think I'll give her a call and see what's going on over there. Good morning, Heather. Do you have any holiday plans?
We are spending some time with family. We have four teams, and we're looking forward to doing some outdoor activities, some ice skating, snowball fights, sliding, baking, and watching Christmas movies. But, of course, we'll be shoveling down as many treats as we can.
Like everybody else. The great holiday movie debate, is Die Hard a holiday movie? Are you guys big movie people?
The kids are big movie people, so... But yeah, we will be watching Die Hard.
So you guys believe it's a Christmas movie. Very good. Is your part of the RHA, are you guys doing anything at work? Did we festive up the unit a little bit?
We've kept it pretty tame this year in regards to decorations. We're not doing our big holiday scene that everyone is used to, but we do have our door done and a little bit in our office. In the past, we've done Charlie Brown, Santa on the Beach with penguins, the Grinch, polar bears with ice fishing, Whoville, which we donated to Third Floor after. And usually the whole hallway is decorated. We get everyone in the hallway involved, and even the bathroom gets done. Everyone loves coming down and seeing our hallway, and they're always commenting on how happy it makes them.
We all need a little bit of Christmas cheer, a little something to warm us up. Can you tell me what exactly your role is and what part of the RHA you work in?
So I'm currently in payroll. I've been here for 6 years now, but I started out in scheduling and worked with those ladies for 4 years, and then I moved to home care scheduling for a year. So I've been with the RHA since April of 2011, so just about 11 years now.
Do you like payroll? To me, payroll seems like a lot of numbers and lots of people. I mean, A, we're happy when we get paid, but there's a lot, whenever there's a glitch, people get a little growly. What's it like working in payroll?
Oh, it's actually a pretty good environment in here. Great coworkers, great manager. It's like working with friends. And my favorite thing is probably telling people that, yes, the money they received for their retro or bonus, they get to keep it, and they're always so excited after.
People think it was a mistake, like it was an error?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, all the time. They're like, I got extra money, and I'm just wondering why I have extra money and if I have to pay it back. And it's like, no, you deserve that money. You absolutely, it's yours, and feel free to go on a shopping spree. And then they just get so excited.
How great is that? It's like the Monopoly thing, bank error in your favor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Has Flin Flon always been your home, or did you move up there 10 or 11 years ago for the job with scheduling?
No, I've been here since 99. I'm originally from Ontario, actually, but the North has always been my home.
And you talked about getting outside. You've got four teens. I can't imagine what your milk bill is right now. What else do you like to do outside of work? What do you guys do in Flin Flon?
Pretty much anything. We've just been taking in some Bomber games and going for walks and keeping positive in this trying time.
What do you want for Christmas?
Oh, COVID to be over, but that's not going to happen this year. Maybe for next year's Christmas.
Here's hoping in 1 year we all get the gift that everybody was looking for.
Yeah.
Do you do New Year's resolutions?
We don't really do New Year's resolutions, but we are considering having a little New Year's get together with some friends, so that'll be good.
Say hi to everybody in payroll. Wish them a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
I sure will. Thank you so much for calling.
I'd like to follow up on self-care a little bit more. I think Brittany Bilquist, our mental health promotion specialist in Flin Flon, might have some good ideas for me. Hi, Brittany. How are things?
Hi, Bruce. Things are really good around here. Getting excited for Christmas.
Everybody's favorite time of the year.
If any other parents are doing the Elf on the Shelf, it feels like this month has been an eternity because it's hard to think of ideas.
How old are your kids? Who's getting an Elf on a Shelf?
So I have two boys. One is 3 and one is 6. And yeah, this is the first year that I've tried doing it. And I must say, I thought I was going to be that type of mom that was going to have all these creative, really neat ideas. But the past 2 days, I've just put the Elf in their backpacks and said that he wanted to go to school with them. So I didn't have to come up with any new ideas. So they thought it was really neat.
So Elf on a Shelf is happening. Christmas is coming up. What do you and your family do with a 3 and a 6-year-old?
So we all hop in the trunk, go out and find the perfect Christmas tree. My husband loves cutting it down and pulling it in by himself. And then the boys, of course, put the ornaments in one place on the tree. And then when they go to bed at night and move them around. And this year we actually get to be around a little bit of our family. My parents are here, but we'll actually travel to Saskatoon where my sister is. So it'll be nice. She has two boys too. So we have 4 boys, you know, 6 and under. It's loud, it's chaotic, but it's so much fun.
It'll be the greatest. I kind of miss those days, but I'm glad that that's not how my house is going to look this year at Christmas time.
Yeah.
You're from Flin Flon, a homer, like a whole lifetime in the Flon?
Yes.
Somewhere along the line, you ended up at the RHA. So what's the path to a mental health promotion coordinator for you?
Yeah. So like you said, I was born and raised in Flin Flon. I went into social work. I'm a social worker. And I actually, before I got into mental health promotion, was a mental health clinician here. I worked primarily with children and adolescents, and I was in that position for about 4 years. I really loved it, but I just knew that I wanted to be, I guess, more out in the community. So that's how I kind of got into the mental health promotion. And now I've been in this position for just a couple months. I'm really enjoying it so far.
Give us the 10,000 foot view, the very top. What are some of the things that you work on?
I've had the opportunity to work closely with people in the schools, go in and do a presentation or provide resources for the kids. I've also been to some of the parents' group. I also sit on the Hope North Suicide Prevention Committee. We have lots of great activities that we're planning in the new year, such as we always hold this Grade 8 Step Up program, it's called. Yeah, so far just, you know, making those community connections, getting out there and just letting people know that if they need any support over the holidays, where they can go for that.
holidays are coming. Sometimes they can be stressful. They're great when you get four kids under six in a room with a couple of dogs and some grandparents. They can be great and they can be stressful. So what are some of the things that you do in terms of self-care or that you would, you know, give some advice to other people?
Yeah. So one of the things I absolutely love, just getting outside. So whether it's skiing, skidooing, sledding. I went sledding the other day with my kids, which was so much fun. If you ever gone in a big sled and went down the hill and crashed into the trees, it's so much fun. So I love getting outside and exploring and just trying new things outside. Plus you're getting exercise. Another thing that I really like to do for self-care is just some deep breathing or relaxation techniques. Last night, I actually went to a deep healing yoga session at the Community Wellness Collective here in town. Highly recommend it. It was so relaxing. And just practicing gratitude, you know, even sometimes I'll make a list of the things that I'm thankful for. And usually my family's in there and I like to share that.
I like how you say your family's usually on the gratitude list.
Yeah.
We've all been there. All the best to you and your family.
Merry Christmas. Thanks so much.
Thanks to Brittany and Helga and Stephanie and Heather for talking to me today. That puts a wrap on 2021 for us here at the Taking the Temperature podcast. We hope you all have a great holiday season. Take some time and practice a little self-care. We'll be back in 2022 with more episodes. If you'd like me to take your temperature or you have someone you think I should call, drop me a note, bkrentz@nrha.ca.